There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Guess what I just found out? Guess who's coming to New York in September? The Pope. Pope Francis. It's his first trip to the United States. He's going to be here. I don't know if he's going to be here actually on September 11th or not. It just says September. They're going to have a lottery, of which I'm allowed to participate. So it might be kind of cool. He will become the first pope to visit the memorial and the museum. Pope Benedict the 16th visited the World Trade Center site in 2008 before the memorial and the museum were opened. So he'll be the first to visit both of those. So that'll make living downtown kind of complicated, but pretty interesting. So this seems to be a pope that is really trying very hard to be a modern pope and deal with both the pomp and the dignity and the weight of the past, as well as making the office, as well as the religion, as responsive to needs of the current generations and the current world as much as possible. Not an easy task, because there are people who really want things exactly as they were, and there are people who want things to change radically, and what you have to do is kind of find the middle ground. All right, I thought what we'd do right at this moment, you're always welcome to call, as you know, with anything that's on your mind. I thought we'd do is, I guess there are a couple stories that caught my attention. One is that the Ku Klux Klan got an okay for a Confederate flag rally in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, what you hope is either that nobody will show up, which is highly unlikely. It's only like 100 miles or so from the scene of the massacre of a couple of weeks ago. They said they approved an application for the Loyal White Knights for a July 18th rally in favor of the flag. And when you call their website, they have an answering machine that refers to the perp as a warrior. So we'll see. I mean, it really is First Amendment, I suppose, but it does seem somewhat egregious. We'll see what happens. You know, if enough people sort of say no, I mean, I don't know what the issue is in that one. I thought about putting it up, but people are either going to say First Amendment rights or it's disgusting and racist and you can't do it. So I don't know where the middle ground is on this one. I think people vote with their feet. I think if nobody shows up, here's what I do. If I were in charge of the world, I would go ahead and let them have their rally, and I would send no reporters, no television. If TV and reporters don't show up, it's a non-event. That's what I would do. And you know that's not what's going to happen, unfortunately.
Right.
But it would be nice if occasionally my brethren, my colleagues, use a little self-restraint and a little sense that the best way to just have this kind of thing go away is not to publicize it. And if they publicize it, people will show up. And then it's why, as I said, I will never mention a perpetrator by name. Just won't do it. And I know it doesn't make a whole lot of difference in the scheme of things, but at least it's my way of not reinforcing negative behavior. So there you go. Walmart apologized for... poor Walmart. Although they did pull the Confederate flag, but they also apologized for making a cake. They refused to feature an image of the Confederate flag on a cake he ordered. The man then decided to ask for a cake with the ISIL flag, the ISIL flag on it. And they said no. Hmm. Or I guess they did make it.
Okay,
he holds up
did,
the white cake. Yeah,
cake.
They did make it with black icing depicted, an ISIL symbol. This is an ISIS battle flag cake that anybody can go buy at Walmart. Oh. But you can't buy a Confederate flag toy like, say, a Duke of Hazzard's car. The Islamic State also is known as ISIL and ISIS. Can you please explain why you're alternating, alienating Southern Americans with this trash that you're allowing being sold at your store? At the same point, Confederate memorabilia is not allowed. They denied the request for the Confederate flag cake, but accepts and makes ISIS flag cake. Whoa. Our talented bakery associates take pride in what they create for our customers. I don't know there. It's unfortunate one customer thought to take advantage of an associate who did not know the flag and its meaning. The video was removed from YouTube with a statement, this video has been removed as a violation of YouTube's policy against spam, scams, and commercially deceptive content. They're the world's largest retailer with 11,000 stores in 28 countries. You know, I think that was an honest mistake. I mean, that somebody conned somebody else. I mean, you know, at some point, can't people kind of use their heads a little bit more? Maybe not. All right, let's talk, speaking of using your heads a little bit more, we had talked because marriage for same-sex couples was okayed by the Supreme Court on a 5-4 decision last Friday. Although, you want to hear something which I think is kind of chilling? In 1986 on this day, which is 29 years ago, right? Less than 30 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court rules in Bowers versus Hardwick that the states can outlaw homosexual acts between consenting adults. That's less than 30 years ago. I was talking with a gay friend yesterday, and he said he just never thought in his lifetime he'd be able to even think about marriage. So, less than 30 years ago, outlawing sexual behavior.
Wow.
Exactly. All right, so on a happier subject, hopefully, although I read all of them, so that doesn't necessarily mean so, we got an enormous number of responses of people who was talking about what marriage meant to them. So I didn't want to leave some of the responses in the lurch. So let's can we go back to those for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's go to Dave. Dave says, two people saying I love you and spending the rest of their lives together through marriage. That's the definition of marriage.
Okay.
Rebecca says, I wish I could get married. I live in the Middle East, so same-sex marriage will never happen here. But I can always have a secret boyfriend and a wink symbol.
We don't know that it won't happen. I think it's highly unlikely. As I said, in a country, having just come back from Israel, and you have to remember that Israel also includes Tel Aviv, which is the second most, basically, I would say, electronically sophisticated city in the world after Silicon Valley, right? And that they invented the cell phone, the stuff that goes on windshields so that it doesn't shatter anymore. I mean, incredibly vibrant, modern, beautiful city. But in Israel, it's not only that same-sex marriage is not allowed, but heterosexual marriage, if one is Jewish and one is not allowed. So, I don't know if you guys remember, but I had a call from somebody from the Middle East who was a Muslim about 3 or 4 months ago who said, can we talk about, he wanted to talk about same-sex marriage and was understand or perhaps predictably against it and sort of felt that it needed to be equated with things like incest. And I said, well, you know, that you're talking about a voluntary behavior between consenting adults and not. And I think that those are significantly different kind of events. But the world is changing and we don't know. I mean, I think, and the world, in spite of itself, is coming together just because, I think, and the computer has really changed everything. As I've mentioned before, when I worked on the classified part of the space program, that the assumption was that whomever the enemy was, who happened to be Russia at the time, it would take between 6 weeks and 6 months for the most highly classified data to filter down. It's now 6 seconds. All somebody has to do is hit send. So it's changed the world. And in a lot of ways, it's changed it for the better. That secrets, almost uniformly, not 100%, but secrets tend to be things that are going to make people unhappy when they find out about them or dangerous. All right, 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? We'll talk about marriage a little bit. Talk about what's going on in your life a little bit. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. See how well trained I am? I'm now doing a 3, 3, and 4. All right. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I think you're the greatest advice person on the radio today.
Well, thank you. How may I help you?
Yeah, you helped me in the past, and I want to get your what you think I should do. I have a friend that I've known for years, and we were very good friends, and I haven't heard from her now 8 months. I talked to you before in the past, and now I clean out my bedroom, And I came upon letters and cards from her that she sent last year, years ago. And they were real sweet letters and cards and pictures of her. And now I don't know what to do, because should I write her a letter? She's older than me. She's old school. She doesn't have a computer. Should I call her on the phone? I mean, if I call her, maybe I don't want to be considered that I'm bugging her. Because I got her phone number. Or should I just write her a letter? Or should I drop her a postcard?
You know what I do? I'd take, for two reasons. I would probably pick, I mean, how many letters and photographs are we talking about, Mike?
Well, she sent me in the past. She sent me a lot of cards.
No. I mean, how many are sitting around in your room right now?
There's about 15, about 10 that I found, but there could be more.
All right, go through and pick out one to keep, to put away someplace very far away, to remind yourself of what was. All right. Then I would take a couple of the ones that are particularly evocative, maybe one of the pictures, or maybe if you have pictures of the two of you, and just put them in an envelope and send them off to her, saying, was cleaning my room, ran across these, thought, you know, I kept my favorite, just thought you might like a copy for your records as well, and send it off to her.
Because you want that me to send her pictures? What? Send them my pictures that I have of her and me together? Why not me keep them?
Well, I'll explain. How many pictures do you have of the two of you together?
I don't know, about 5, 6.
Great.
I love the pictures. I want to keep them for me.
Mike, what I'm suggesting is two things, really. Number one is that you pick one of the pictures that you like and put it away someplace. Put it in your scrapbook, put it far away. Because you're keeping something alive that I think is not alive anymore. But you're entitled to the memory. You're entitled to the good time. So take, instead of having this pile of stuff, take the one, take maybe one card and one picture that you like the best and put them someplace. So it's no longer an open sore. It's no longer a throbbing pain. It's just a memory. And then you take one of the cards and one of the pictures, or maybe two of the pictures, and send them off to her, with the idea being that you're saying, I'm not angry, you're not harassing her, you're not stalking her. But maybe when she looks at the pictures, one of two things will happen. That she will either think, gee, that was great, and put it away somewhere and have fond memories of you, which is not bad. It's good to have people having good thoughts about us somewhere. Or it might elicit something in her that says, gee, you know, maybe I should get back in touch with him. But either way, you've cleaned up the kind of emotional pile. You've taken the best of it. You've put it someplace safe and away, so it's not an ongoing problem.
Okay.
And you've also given her... Pardon me?
I'm trying to go through this. I should put them... all the pictures of her, I should put them aside and give her one picture of the...
No, that isn't what I said. I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm not going to say it anymore because you're not listening. Take one picture for you and keep it, and maybe one card. That's all. And put that someplace. The rest of the stuff, pick one or two pictures of you, the two of you together, and maybe one card, and send that to her, and throw everything else away.
Okay.
Because whatever was is done. The question is there any future to this? And she's the only one who can tell you that. But there's no reason to trash the memories of what the two of you had together. But you have to remind yourself that they're in the past, that she's had 8 months to get in touch with you, and for whatever reason, she hasn't. So I'm giving you a chance to, number one, sort of clear the slate a little bit, number one, so it's not you're not going to bump into it all the time. But to save the best and put it someplace, just a little bit, and number three, to give her an opportunity to either savor the past and have good thoughts of you going forward, or possibly that it will trigger a response in her to get in touch with you. So you keep one picture.
Yeah. I'll also write her a letter with the attached picture.
All you have to do is put a little note in saying, ran across these, thought you might enjoy having a copy for your records. That's all you have to do.
Oh, okay. That's it. That's all.
And throw everything else away.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. All right.
Yeah, because you got look. Whatever was is done.
But I'm still the upset, question, though. You don't understand.
Doesn't Mike?
How do I get
Mike,
over the upsetness?
Mike, you and I have talked about this no less than half a dozen times. You don't
I
listen.
I want to just ask you to answer my question.
I'm not gonna, Mike.
Over,
I'm not gonna do.
Over,
Mike, I just told you how to. I just told you how to start doing it. Now you have to either do it or not do it. But I'm not gonna say the same thing over and over again because
no,
you're
I
not listening.
I do. Mike, I mean, listen. I hear.
I just told you exactly what to do, that you take one picture, put it away, except it's in the past. You send her one or two pictures with the idea being that it will either be in the past or she'll do something about it. There's nothing you can do at this moment. She has all the power. She has all the control. And the way that you move on is just what I told you. All right? And if you're not running into these pictures all the time, if you're not thinking there's something you can do, then you can move on. Okay, it's that easy. I mean, we care about people, and sometimes we want this kind of nutty term that is a misuse and a misunderstanding of human behavior called closure. Sometimes there's not. Sometimes you just have to accept that you'll never know that for whatever reason, she's done. Okay? Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Ann?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy Brown.
How
I've been
you?
A listener of yours for years. And I guess this is my problem. I've been offered a position as a writing tutor, and I'm having a major anxiety attack. I even said I'm not going to do it. And I'm just trying to sort out why am I struggling with this so much.
Okay, well, let's look. How old are you?
I am 60.
Okay. Are you employed doing something else at this moment?
No, I'm not. Not at this moment.
All right. Who has asked you to be a tutor?
A teacher. She set up a private writing service.
Okay.
And I've observed many of her students. I've looked at the materials that she has. The materials are really good. She created them herself. She's really a master teacher.
Great.
And here in this last week, I have just had a lot of misgivings and anxiety about the entire process.
Okay, well, let's look at why. Now, it hasn't started yet, right?
No, it hasn't. Right now, I'm observing, and it won't start probably until next month or either September.
Okay. Well, that's going to be part of the problem, to be quite honest. Let's just look at that moment because anticipation, I mean, even when I say the word, my stomach goes, that something, if I said, look, in an hour, I want you to do this. You'd feel uncomfortable, but you'd understand the discomfort's only going to go on for another 53 minutes, and then you're going to get started, and you're going to have to, in the meantime, brush your teeth and do your hair and make sure your nails aren't chipped. All right, so let me put you on hold, and we'll walk through what the concern is and how much the time frame is adding to that. All right, hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Ann, who has a new business opportunity. Because you're getting paid for it, yes? Or are you getting paid for it? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I will be.
All right. And so, as I said, part of it is the anticipation, knowing that it's not going to happen for a while. But let's assume that it was going to start tomorrow, all right, which probably just made your stomach just lurch. But so what are your concerns about it as specifically as possible? When you look at it, what's the worst-case scenario? What's the worst thing that could possibly happen here?
That I'd do miserably at it.
And how would you do miserably? What would happen?
Well, I guess that the kids would be confused because a lot of these children, English is not their first language.
Okay.
That they would be confused, that the whole process wouldn't be as well thought out as what I see on paper.
Okay.
That I would forget significant points.
Okay.
And that really they wouldn't really benefit from being there.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, let's go through it a bit at a time. All right, okay. Now, so your mentor here is going to write out the lesson plan, right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you done any practice teaching at all?
Well, actually, I have, and I guess the background information is I have a bachelor's degree in elementary education.
Okay.
In language arts, but I didn't do well in my student teaching, and then
okay.
I just sort of abandoned
all right, how,
the entire
how long,
process.
All right, how long ago was that?
About 2 years ago.
All right, what went wrong in your student teaching?
A number of things. One, I was assigned to an experienced teacher, but it was her first time supervising
okay.
a undergraduate.
Okay.
And then the program changed when it came to the person who was overseeing both of us.
Okay.
The person who was assigned to both of us, I was in elementary education, but that person had years of experience teaching high school science honors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess we all were floundering.
Okay, fair enough. All right, mm-hmm. So let's go back. Now, so what age kids are we talking about here?
We're talking fourth grade through eighth grade.
Okay. Now, if you pretend that I'm a kid, and how many kids are you going to be dealing with at a time? Do you know?
Well, on a weekly basis, like during the weekday, it might be as many as, it'll be small group interaction, somewhere between one and three.
Okay.
And then on the weekend, possibly maybe five or more.
Okay.
On Saturday morning.
Fair enough. All right, because those are two very different situations, aren't they? One-on-one is a very different situation than dealing with five kids.
Yeah.
And three is obviously someplace, by definition, in the middle. All right, so if you're going to teach me writing, if you had to say three things that I need to know, don't look at a piece of paper. Just think, if you're going to teach me writing, I'm 9 years old. What do you need to teach me? What do I need to know?
Well, I guess they need to know, well, what makes up a good piece of writing?
Okay. So what are you going to tell me?
So I'm going to tell them that writing is made up of sentences.
Okay.
And there are different types of sentences.
Okay.
And also writing's made up of grammar. And maybe give them some idea of what I
okay,
mean.
Okay, let me stop you for just a minute.
Okay.
And I can see where the problem lies a little bit here. What if, right, let me pretend that you're the student and I'm the teacher for a minute, okay?
Okay.
What if I said, Anne, I want you to tell me something really interesting that happened to you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What could you tell me?
Oh, well, then I could tell you a number of things.
Just tell me one.
I could tell you that I went for a walk in the park and I noticed certain things.
Okay, perfect. All right, now what I would do if I were your teacher is I would say, what I want you to do is you've now told me that you did something really interesting. You went in the park and you noticed some things. And what I'd probably do is I'd say, okay, well, why don't you tell me three of the things that you saw in the park? What would you tell me?
Then I'd say I noticed the animals in the park.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the type of trees that were in the park,
okay.
And I noticed certain kinds of people in the park.
Okay. So what I would do, if I were going to be your writing teacher, I would say that's a great start. What we would call that is an outline. Because what you have is you're going to tell me where you were, which is I took a walk in the park, where I was and what I did, which is I took a walk in the park. Then you're going to tell me what I saw. And those things that you saw are going to fall into three different paths, right? One is the animals. And under that, you can tell me everything about the animals that you went to. The second is the trees, and you can tell me what you saw about the trees. And the third is the people.
Yeah.
And then because now, I don't know what grammar means. You know, look, I was an English major. I still don't know what grammar means.
Okay.
So in talking about grammar to an eight-year-old, probably not going to help very much. And so what you want them to do is write. That explain to them that writing is just a special way of talking. But instead of being able to talk on your cell phone or talk face-to-face, we write it down. So we can send it in an email, we can send it in a letter, we can write a book. But the important thing about writing is not so much how you write, but what you write. Because the rest we can correct. We can correct for punctuation, we can correct for spelling, we can correct for tense. But the important thing about writing is telling somebody a story. So if you start the kids with their stories, they're going to be enchanted because everybody's got a story, right?
Yeah.
And so let them tell you the story first and then explain to them how to outline the story. And if they forget something, that's okay, because it's their story. And so writing is just a special way of telling a story. And then, I wouldn't worry so much about the format, because, I mean, first of all, they're already 8 years old, so they probably know about sentences. And even if they don't, it's easier to show them a sentence with their story than it is as an abstraction, because they won't remember it, right? One of the reasons I can remember so much from medical school, even though I've never practiced medicine, is I was already a clinician. I already had a form on which to hang stuff, because I already knew, I was already seeing patients, I already knew how to do a diagnosis, I didn't know any medicine, but I knew how to fit symptoms in a format. And so what you're going to tell these kids is that writing is just a special way of telling a story. And so the important thing for them and for you and good writing is knowing what your story is, and then putting lots of details in. And then you can help them with the spelling. The grammar, you know, you can explain to them the tense and stuff like that. But if you tell them that at the beginning, they're not going to get it, right? Because there's no format to hang it on. When you get the story, you could say, well, because most of these kids probably, even though English is a second language, probably speak better English than they write, because all of us have been speaking longer. So let them tell you their story. Then let them try writing it, and then you can show the link between how to write a story that's really cool and how to write it properly, so that and all of them have spell check, right? Which you and I didn't have. And so that's what I would, and the idea being, and I would practice if you have next door neighbors, if you have grandchildren or somebody else's grandchildren, of saying, hey, listen, and just practice a little bit. But remind yourself, you don't have to teach in the same way somebody else teaches. You're just there to help serve as a bridge between what they know and how to tell other people what they know. And that's all.
Well,
that's
like
all.
That.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to do that.
Yeah, I think I do. I think I've been comparing myself to this master teacher and figuring that somehow or another I need to be
like her,
similar to who she is.
And you
not
don't.
Really.
You don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you another quick story. When I started in broadcasting, there were no women. There was no satellite technologies. Dinosaurs roamed the earth, and so if you were a psychologist on the air in Boston, that's all. If you were a psychologist on the air in Los Angeles, that was all. The Los Angeles wouldn't be heard in Boston. Boston wouldn't be heard in Los Angeles. And so when I started, there was only one other psychologist on the air in the whole country, and she was in Los Angeles, Tony Grant. And there were no women on the air in Boston. There were no psychologists on the air, and I had no idea how to do it. And the only thing that really saved me, and it was really my gut, and that's kind of what I'm passing on to you, is they said, well, we're going to fly you out, and you can meet Tony Grant. And I somehow had an angel on my shoulder that said, not yet. And I waited. I'd been on the air for about 6 weeks when they flew me out. And it was one of the better decisions of my life, because I would have been, if you don't know anything else, what you do is you emulate the person who's teaching you.
Yeah.
She is a much smoother broadcaster than I will ever be. No sense of humor whatsoever. Completely different style, completely different pacing. And to try and be her, I would have always been a second-rate Tony Grant. What I am is a first-rate Joy Brown. And that's what you just get to be, a first-rate Anne. And you're going to have a slightly different technique. But the idea is that you can learn from your mentor, and I'm sure she has some tricks for you, but you've got to figure out how you're going to do this. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you for just a minute, because I don't want to just leave you here, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with, I guess we would have called you in the old days, Anna Banana, right? Who is about to undertake a tutoring program in a writing for writing with kids who are from 8 to, what'd you say, 12 years old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she has a very gifted mentor. And she said, well, I don't think I can do the same job. But I'm saying you don't have to do the same job. And I understand that it's kind of like when you give a speech and you have 5 points. And all of a sudden you realize that the speech is over and you've only done 4 of them. And my response is, no one knows. So the point is, so we've now talked about the one-on-one, but you can basically apply exactly the same techniques with three or five kids. It's hard to do with 25 kids because you're going to have the kids who raise their hands all the time, the kids who never talk. But between one and five kids is really a manageable group. And you can have, they can read things to each other and sort of say what they understand and what they don't understand. But I think just understand that you're not teaching people ancient Phoenician. Mm. You're teaching them to communicate their stories.
Okay.
And that's all. That's all you have to do. And you're going to do it in a different way than your mentor does, because she's a different person, and yeah. You can certainly learn from her, and you're perfectly entitled to steal from her, but all you want is being able to teach these kids how to tell their stories. And they, and some of them, for example, one of the kids may be really not terrifically good at writing, but he may be really good at drawing, for example. So maybe you could teach him, and I don't know what the requirements are, because all got to go and learn to write at some point. But it may be that he could make cartoons with, instead of writing long sentences, that he could make cartoons with little bubbles coming out of the head. So there's some writing, which we call now graphic novels. So I think part of the fun of teaching, especially where you're getting to tutor, and you don't have the primary responsibility of kids learning, for example, to pass tests, unless that's something that you just haven't mentioned. So that you can teach them that they all can have slightly different sentence structure, that one of them may describe things in the past tense, one may tell it as like they were writing to their diary, that they're different styles of writing, and the point is that they need to find something that is reflective of them telling their story. And then, I mean, then you're home free. And because you have small groups, and they can help each other out. What you're mostly going to have to be careful of when you've got five kids as opposed to one is that you don't get one kid who talks all the time and one kid who doesn't talk at all. But, I mean, you know how to deal with that. You can just say, okay, that was really great. Now let's let somebody else talk for a minute.
Yeah, I guess one of my major concerns is, you know, how am I going to deal with my whole anxiety of the newness of it?
Well, you're going to understand that new, by definition, means unknown, and the choice between having a little anxiety about something new and being completely bored out of your mind because you've done it all before, you may want to tolerate a little anxiety.
Okay. It's a good point.
Okay. And, I mean, it's okay to feel, and sort of, look, the idea presumably being this is voluntary. And you don't have to, the end of the world if you decide you don't like it. It's probably going to take a little while to learn to do it well. And look, in a year, you're going to look back on this and either say, this was the beginning of the most, fertile time in my life. Or, you know what? What I've decided is this just isn't for me. I mean, dealing with kids and trying to help them do their punctuation, I'd rather knit or whatever. And I think part of what you're responding to is that it didn't work very well before. But this is a different situation. And you're responding, it's a different situation, it's a different context, there are different requirements. And I think this is you get a second opportunity here. You get a second chance.
Yeah, and that's what I've been trying to logically tell myself, that
okay.
This is an opportunity to sort of relearn what didn't happen the first time.
Well, and not only to relearn, but to reconceptualize. What happened before was you felt like you didn't know anything.
Right.
And therefore you were dependent on other people telling you what to do. And when they didn't tell you what to do, when that system fell apart, you just floundered. What you're doing is going into this situation with a completely different mindset, which is, I know how to do it. What I'm doing is picking up other people's techniques and trying them on for size to see if they work. But I know how to do this. I know how to talk to kids. Mm. I know how to get them to tell their stories. I know that my mantra is not going to be, I'm going to teach you grammar. My mantra is going to be, I'm going to teach you how to tell your story.
I like that. I think that brings it into a context that I can live with.
Exactly. And that you already know. And somebody, and it would have, my guess is that context would have worked the first time as well. What somebody convinced you, and unfortunately that's part of higher education, is it convinces you don't know anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's a mistake, because all God's children know something. And the point is a good education. Now, mass education does not afford the luxury of focusing on the individual strengths. But tutoring does. So you're back in a situation that really caters to your particular style, which is individual. Because mass education, what you do is you throw it out there and hope somebody picks it up. When you're tutoring, what you're allowed to do is deal one-on-one, which is let's figure out what your strengths are and how we can apply your strengths to this task. And to a certain extent, for the teacher, it's exactly the same mission statement of here's you get to apply your specific skills to teaching this kid. What you're trying to do is find a language in common.
Okay.
And the words probably are not sentence structure and grammar. The commons are how do we tell our story.
Yeah, that's in a way that makes sense to me as a person who likes to write, and I can see how I can help them to see the sense of that all.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Dr. Joy Brown.
You're welcome, Annie Banana, have a good time. And look, understand you're going to feel a little anxious. And unfortunately, most of us work on the assumption that if it feels terrible, then it's a bad decision. And if it feels good, it's a good decision. They have no reality that anything new is going to feel challenging and can make your stomach upset a little bit. So what I would do is if you can, try and do somebody, even if it's for no money, fairly soon, so you get your sea legs underneath you, so you're not waiting all summer and anticipating all summer. See, you know, go over to a daycare center or housing for the elderly or someplace where you can practice a little bit.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
That sounds good.
All righty?
Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. All righty, so that's the whole thing about teaching, isn't it? Which is to find the overlap, to find that, you know, if you describe two people as big circles, right, what you're trying to find in a relationship, in a teaching relationship, which is a relationship, in a business relationship, in any kind of in love life, is the overlap, which is that kind of tear-shaped thing where the two circles intersect. We're not trying to change the circles. What we're trying to do is deal with the overlap, okay, with the tear-shaped thing. That's what I'm here to help you do. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. GoFoods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy GoFoods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.